go to the bottom. It's going to be Moshe Bein Nekudin, the bottom Tosis. It's the Nekudin Svar. Tosis asked by the case of Dichri, why didn't Rava take the Dichri, even if he wanted to be Choshish L'Choy V'Shoyar, that Lotzis it, so this came, that even if he wanted to be Choshish L'Choy V'Shoyar, that this came with Ramine. But Bo Lotzis V'Shemayim, they're still Chayim. They're still Chayim Lotzis V'Shemayim. So why didn't he take it as Lotzis V'Shemayim? So Tosis said, but they weren't coming Lotzis V'Shemayim. So therefore he didn't want to, they were coming, they thought they're Chayim V'Shemayim. So that already he didn't want to, since according to Rav, they're not Chayim V'Shemayim, he didn't want to take it. So I mentioned yesterday, the Achayim asked the Tereb and the Ksois and the Tumim, they all ask, but why didn't he take it as Tfisa? Rashi says in Bamatsir that Esten Lotzis V'Shemayim V'Shemayim means that he's Chayim not only Lotzis V'Shemayim, but he Tofas Lai Matkinim. So why didn't Rav take it as Tfisa? So I said yesterday that Tosis L'Chayim is Chayilk and Rashi. Tosis holds that Tfisa does not help. It's only if he Lotzis V'Shemayim, but Tfisa doesn't help. So I just want to be Moisif that I think that Nekudah is Muchuch, not only from the Achayim's Kasha, you know, what happened to Tfisa. I think it's Muchuch also from the Lotzis V'Shemayim part. Because what's the Nekudah over here, if Tfisa helps or Tfisa doesn't help? That's for sure. Rashi and Tosis both agree that he's Chayav Lotzis V'Shemayim. That's how they learn Esen Rosotar of Hilu. That's how they learn Esen Rosotar of Hilu Ba'olimai. That when he gives the Esen, it's Lekol HaPochus Lotzis V'Shemayim. So it has a Shem Esen. What's the Shail if Tfisa helps or if Tfisa doesn't help? What's that Tolian? So it's Tolian, I think I said yesterday, it's Tolian how you understand Lotzis V'Shemayim. There's two kinds of Lotzis V'Shemayim. In general, there's two kinds of Lotzis V'Shemayim. There's a Lotzis V'Shemayim that means that in Dini Odom is not Chayav at all. He's chayiv in dinei shemayim. Like the Gemara says, sometimes that, you know, sometimes a regular person is potter, but a talmid chacham has a bigger, has to have a higher standard, has to answer to a higher standard. So in dinei shemayim, there's a higher standard. In dinei olam, he's taka potter, but in dinei shemayim, wants to be yotzi dinei shemayim, so that they should be happy with him in shemayim. So then he has different rules. That's one kind of lotzis shemayim. In that kind of Lotzis V'Shemayim, Vada Tfisa doesn't help. How could Tfisa help? In Dini Odom, he's Pot. He's only Chayiv in Lotzis V'Shemayim. It's an extra frumkeit. It can't be Typhus, but you're going to force the night. But then there's a different kind of Lotzis V'Shemayim. There's a Lotzis V'Shemayim that means that he's really Chayiv. And he's Chayiv in Dini Odom. But Beis Din can't do anything about it. It's out of Beis Din's hands, whatever reason. Beis Din can't do anything about it. But if he wants to do the right thing, Vada Dini Odom, he's Chayiv. We can't force him. For whatever reason, maybe other reason, we can't force him. But in Dini Odom, he's Chayim. In that kind of Lotzis V'Shemayim, about it, Tfisa helps. Because he's Taka Chayim in Dini Odom. Just because Beis Din can't do anything about it. But the Maisa is a Chayim in Dini Odom. To the extent that it's a Chayim in Dini Odom, he could be Typhus. Why not? Over Dini Shdimil and Hashem. So, according to Rashi, when Rashi says that he's Chayim, Esen Lotzis Torah, that he's Chayim Lotzis V'Shemayim and Tfisa helps, Rashi's telling me that the Lotzis V'Shemayim over here is which kind of Lotzis V'Shemayim? It's the Lotzis V'Shemayim that he's really Chayim in the Odom. It's out of Beis Din's hands, but he's really Chayim in the Odom. Therefore, it's the difference for himself. And he goes on to elaborate that. He says, only Dini Beis Din, Ein Lon U'Koyach, Beis Din doesn't have a Koyach to be managed, Misa and Mammon. But the Etzin, there is a Chayim Mammon. That's why he's Chayim Lotzis V'Shemayim. Lotzis V'Shemayim means the right thing to do in Dini Odom is that he has to pay. And Mele, Tfisa helps because there's a Chayim in Dini Odom. Right? That's Poshut. So I just want to add this Nekudah. Tosis says that since they were coming, they didn't know, since they weren't coming, Lotzis V'Shemayim. Right? They didn't know about Kimberly Ravine. They weren't coming on a Lotzis V'Shemayim. They were coming on a Lotzis V'Odom. They thought they really Chayiv and Adin. So that's why Rava didn't want to take it. According to Rashi Shita, that Lotzis V'Shemayim over here means that he's really Chayiv and Adin Odom, just based and can't collect it. So that is Svara. They were coming to pay. Is there a Svara to say that somehow Rava should be reluctant to take it because they didn't know about Kimlei D'Rabbanei? Bottom line, why were they paying? Because they held it to Chayiv. And were they right or were they wrong? Were they Chayiv or were they not Chayiv? They were Chayiv. Point to Rashi, they were Chayiv. Because in Dini Odom, Kimlei D'Rabbanei is really Chayiv. So what exactly is it that these Ganovim did not know about? The only thing the Ganovim didn't know about is they didn't know that there's a Kimlei D'Rabbanei, that if they don't pay, the police aren't going to come knocking the door. They didn't know that the police can't touch them. because it's a kilui rabbine and basin doesn't have a koyach to be goyim. So that's a reason not to take from them. If in dini odom they're really chayiv, they were coming because they thought they're chayiv in dini odom. And the truth is they are chayiv in dini odom. So what's the one thing they didn't know about? They didn't know that basin can't collect from them. That's the reason. That's their svar for rov and not to take. It doesn't make any sense. They thought they're chayiv in dini odom. They are chayiv in dini odom. Somebody comes, he's paying to me. Somebody comes and he's collecting. He wants to pay me. Somebody's chayiv money to me, and he comes to pay. And he thinks that if he doesn't pay, Basin's going to collect from him. And he doesn't know that in this town the Basin's corrupt. And even if they're not going to come after him anyway. So what? So if I can't take him? Because he doesn't know that the Basin's corrupt. He doesn't know that he could get away with stealing. He thinks he's chayiv and he is chayiv. And why shouldn't I take from him? What I'm saying is that it's mukhach and toisus from the whole, even without the kashrut tfisa, from the whole of the fact that toisus has this notion that since they thought that only chayiv, they weren't coming lots of Shei Shemayim. They thought the Chayiv in Dini Odom. And if Rabbi didn't want to take it, because they're only Chayiv in Dini Shemayim, lots of Shei Shemayim, I think it's a Muchuk that Tosfos understood that lots of Shei Shemayim means that they're Chayiv in Dini Shemayim, but they're not Chayiv in Dini Odom. If there's a Kim Lid Rabbinay, then in Dini Odom they're Potter. They're only Chayiv in an extra from level of Dini Shemayim. So then Tosfos is very good. They weren't so from. They weren't coming to be lots of Shei Shemayim. They thought the Chayiv in Dini Odom. And according to Rav, they're not chayiv in dini odom. So therefore, Rava, since he was chayish for the sheep, the Rav, Rava didn't want to take, because here's people coming and they're giving it on the understanding that they're chayiv in dini odom. And it turns out that really in dini odom they're really potter. They're only chayiv in dini shemai. Who says they wanted to be so from? So that Rava couldn't. That Rava didn't want to take. So I think even without the kasha tfisa, it's mukhach and taisus. The taisus didn't have. Because even before, even I think it's mukhach and taisus. The taisus chayuk and rashi savon in lots of shemai. The loss of Shnei Shemayim of Tosis is not the loss of Shnei Shemayim of Rashi. The loss of Shnei Shemayim of Rashi in Es Nosa Torah is that you're really chayim dini odom. That's why Tisa helps. Then Rava would have no reluctance to take it. The loss of Shnei Shemayim of Tosis is that you're only chayim dini odom. You're potter dini. You're only chayim dini Shemayim. You're potter dini odom. So since they didn't, they were coming, they were giving it because they thought the chayim dini odom, and Rava was chayishes that maybe they're only chayim dini Shemayim. That Rava didn't want to take. That was that. That's just that he's sofa. Okay. Let's do the Balamor. Before we come to the Balamor, I want to go into the Balamor from the Gemara and Ksuvos and the Tshuva Sarashma. I think it'll be. It'll just work out better. That was be our point of entry. So Gemara and Ksuvos, and I'm Galen with base, member of Rabba. Rabbi said, "Gona v'tolach b'Shabbos." Gona v'tolach b'Shabbos. So he's potter. Because in ein gneva ein tficha. Because in ein gneva ein tficha ein mechira. Meaning, Rava holds that on knas really there's no kimli rabbinay. Rava is going that on knas is no kimli rabbinay. Rabbi holds that on knas no kimli rabbinay. So really, by rights, Tficha Mechira doesn't have Kimli Rabbinay. So if you steal the Chol, you steal it on Friday, and you Shech on Shabbos, then there's no Kimli Rabbinay. Because on Dalavay is a Knas. There's no Kimli Rabbinay at Knas. But here, Rabbi says, in a case where you stole on Shabbos, and you stole with the Chil Shabbos, and then you also Tereach on Shabbos, so then, since there's Kimli Rabbinay on the Keren, so there's Kimli Rabbinay on the Dalavay as well. Because the Dalavay has to build itself on top of a Keren. That's the Gemara. It's pretty simple Gemara. So Rishonim ask, why didn't Rabbi say a bigger chiddush? That if he stole a behema on Shabbos and so Tovechet on Sunday, he's also potter. Because since there's Kimeli Rabbinay on the Gnevo, so he's potter from the Keren. Once he's potter from the Keren, so even though he shechted it on Sunday, and the Chorish should be Mechadet, the Shechim should be Mechayim Dalad Vehe. But since he's potter from the Karen, so he's potter from the Dalad Vehe. Same rule. So the Rishonim bring from Rashi. We don't have the Rashi. The Rishonim they bring from Rashi was apparently different Madura Rashi. The Rashi answered that in that case he would be Chayef. Because when he shechted it on Sunday, that's a new ma'asik neiva. So yes, for the gneiva on Shabbos, he's taka potter, gimel yidramin it. But when he shechts it on Sunday, that's a new ma'asik neiva. And therefore, therefore he'll be chayev keren and dalav hay, not for what he did on Shabbos, but for what he did on Sunday. The shechting it on Sunday is the whole package: the keren and the dalav hay, all in one fell soup. So, what of course is this? What is this? What is this similar to? What does it sound similar to? This case, shechted it on Shabbos. He stole it on Shabbos, but he shechted it on Sunday. What is that structurally similar to? It's just totally to Shiva Bechutz. That's how we're getting into this discussion. This is a very analogous case. The case somebody stole something in a Machteres, and then he broke the Bechutz. And it says in that Rashi that you're chayiv for the Tficha. The Tficha is Machayiv Yiker. What's your chayiv? The chayiv Dalav Eitu. But the Tficha is Machayiv Yiker. Similar to over here. I mean, it's very hard, similar to this kind of case of Shiva Bechutz. Which means that right off the bat we have a steer in Rashi. Why is this steer in Rashi? What? Because what does Rashi say about Agamar? That Shiva Chutz is Potter. Even according to Rava, Shiva Chutz is Potter. And Rashi over there says, again, at least the Rashi that the Rishayim had, Rashi over there says that if you stole on Shabbos and you shechted Bechol, shechted the next day, so the shechting is Mechayiv Yiker. So that's number one. We have a steer in Rashi. So that by itself is going to be something we want to think about. It's not the worst. The steer in Rashi is not so terrible because we don't have it in our Rashi. So it was a different madura Rashi. So maybe that's why Rashi changed it. Maybe Rashi changed his mind because of this Gemara. Like, not necessarily. Since you see, anyway, it's two maduras in Rashi. So maybe this. I'm just saying, on scientific grounds, this steer is not the worst thing in the world, because you see that it was only one Rashi in a different Madura didn't say this. So maybe the Rashi by us is going not like the Rashi and not like that Madura and Rashi in like who knows, maybe there's a different Madura and Rashi by us too, where he didn't say Shiva Bechutz, or not. But nonetheless, you know, it would be nice if we had a Yisha for the Rashi. It sounds like a pretty straightforward steer. The Rashva in there in the Chiddusha, but more at length in the Tshuva, in Chelkei, Simon Yudzayim, he's Masik and Rashi, he's Chelik and Rashi. He's Chelik and Rashi for two reasons, both of which are relevant to us. He says like this. I mean, he puts the two cases together. The Rashi puts together the case of Machteres with Shiva Bechutz, and the case of Ganav B'Shabbos with Tavach Bechel. He equates the two cases, and he says in both cases you're potter on the. In both cases, the Shvira is not Mechayev you. Let me set it up just to be able to refer. We have two cases. We have the case in Ksuvos, Ganav B'Shabbos. And Rashi says Yechayev Dalav Hei. That means Yechayev Keren plus Dalav Hei. Then we have the case by us of Ganav Machteres Shiva Bechutz. And Rashi says that you're potter legamei. Now, really, in both of these cases, we could dine on the separately on the Karen, but we could also be dine on the Dalad Vehei, or in the case of Machteris, no Dalad Vehei, but we could dine on the Kefar. The Rashi is done on these two things separately. First, the Rashi is done on the Dalad Vehei part, or in our case, on the Kefar part. You stole it from Machteris, then you broke it by Chutz, even if it was a Yechayev Karen, but a Yechayev Kefar. Says the Rashba, you put it from Kefal and you put it from Dalad Vehei. He's going to go step two and he's going to pass you from the Karen also. Because he holds like the Balamora, like Rashi over here, that Shiva puts his potter from Lagamer. Before he even gets to that, he says, you put it from the Kefal. So the Rashba says, it's in two steps, the Rashba. So Rashba, sub one, says that you put it from Kefal. And over here he says also that you put it from Dalad Vehei. His lashon is lekuli almim gana b'machteres v'tovachu mocha b'chutz poter. But like Tema, don't say b'shas tzficho mechira lab machteresu. Since when he told me a case of tovach. He's inventing a case. He was gana b'machteres and he tovachu mocha b'chutz. Not a shibru because he had tovachu mocha. Same thing. So lekuli almim gana b'machteres alini with tovachu mocha b'chutz. You don't pay dalad b'hei. And I don't say, well, b'shas tficho mechira lav machteresu, v'loy kaninu. Why don't I say that since he's not in the machteres anymore, and we all like rova, he wasn't kind of the behema. So now when he shechs the shibachayev, he should be he's mechuyav l'adur l'moro. V'hashtu the machayev akarna v'yakfelo. So now when he shechs it, when he breaks it, he should be chayev now for the keren and the kefil. Or should we chayim now for the keren and the dalad vehei, similar to what Rashi said in the Madur in Ksuvas. If you have the Rashi, does the Eilim have the Rashi? If you have the Rashi, you should be looking at it. It's at the bottom of the first column. So it says the Rashi lohi. There has to lohi gone up. Right now, when he breaks the bachutz, he's not a ganav. Ela ke'ein pikodon hu biyodoi. He's holding it as a pikodon. Uke shoyel havei. He's like a shoyel. V'loy v'chayev, and therefore he can't have a chiyuv kefil. Then he goes back and says, "V'loy, you're going to be potter from the keren too." But he addresses first the kefil, and he says a svar over here. He says, "When you break it b'chutz, even if we'll grant that you're chayev keren, but you're not chayev kefil, because even though you don't own this chavis, but it's not a gneiva by you; it's a pikodin by you. And when you break a pikodin, you're not chayev." You know what the Rashba says? It's just a few lines in the Rashba, but it's easy to have missed it maybe. But it's like the last quarter of the first column. And the main line that we're talking about here is the fourth to the bottom line of the first column. The hashtu le'loi gonav. Elokein pikodin ubi yodin. Kushoy lehavi v'loi mechayim. What's he saying? Chari's, what he's saying is, tell somebody else to tell me what he's saying. What's the Rashba saying? Why is he, what do you mean it's a pikon? It's not a pikon, it's a gneva. It's a gneva, and and he has to give it back, and now he's breaking it, so why isn't he chayav kefil? Okay, we're before the Balamor's Kiddush, the Yechayiv, the Yopat, even from the Karen, whatever that means, that's going to be shared on this, that's hard to understand, but we're not up to that yet, we're just being down on the Kefil. So he says, I understand Yechayiv Karen, we're not Chayiv Kefil, because it's a Pikodin, that's like. You're not going to Chayiv Dalad Vehei if you shaft it, because it's a Pikodin, you're not Chayiv, so you can't be Chayiv Dalad Vehei and a Pikodin. So what he means to say, following, he means to say that, there's only a chiyuv kefil and a chiyuv tficha to tovach amachar when you're holding something to Torah's gneva. When you steal something and now you're holding it as a gneva, say language of the, you have kinyon gneva in it. So then when you shecht it, you chayav dalad vehei. if you break or you chayev, or if it's nenas, you chayev peful, and you chayev peful regardless. When you're holding something with Torah's gneva, you have kinyan gneva in it. So then if it, you have to pay peful. You have to pay keifel. Over here, I'm not holding the b'toris neva. I'm holding the b'toris pikotin. Why am I holding the b'toris pikotin? I'm holding the b'toris gneva. I stole it. Or it's a gneva. Let's take tova chamacha. I have a gneva. I have a part that I stole. I stole that on Shabbos. I can't be but so I can't be chayiv keren. But now that I shecht it, so now I have a keren, and now I have a keren, and I have a chiyuv, and it's a tova chamacha of a gneva. So why don't I have a chiyuv dal behe? The Rashba says, no, you can't have a chiyuv dal behe over here because it's not a gneva, it's a pikotin. I'll tell you the bottom line. The chur of the Rashba over here is saying a svara, which really does that fine already said. Rabbi Kveger there in Tzuvah Staf Lama Dalet, and the Nesivis in the Nesivis Shinayin. Hey, I'm not positive, it's in the Nesivis. They both say the following svara. They say that you can only have Kinyonig Neva when you have Chiyuvig Neva. It's a package deal. A guy that has kinyonig neva because he has chiyuvig neva. But if you steal something with kimelei d'rabbanei, so since you have no chiyuvig neva, right? Even according to Rabbi, you don't have any chiyuvig neva. You don't have chiyuvig neva. You don't have chiyuvig neva. So if you don't have chiyuvig neva, then you don't have kinyonig neva either. And therefore, if you steal something b'machteres, if you steal something on Shabbos with the chil Shabbos. So that chayfus now is sitting by you. It's not. It doesn't have a shem neva. It's a pikon, like a shem raveda. If you have a pikon sitting by you, say somebody says, you might say aveda. You find an aveda b'shuk. You're holding a pterus mesh of aveda, and then you go. Then you break it. Are you chayv kefil? Not chayv kefil. You're a mazik. You broke something which is not yours. That's not chayv you kefil. If you shecht it, not chayv dalav behei. In order to have a chayv kefil, in order to have a chayv dalav behei, you have to have. It has to be a gneva by you. What makes it a gneva by you is that you have kinyon gneva. Here, since you stole it on Shabbos and you have no chiyuv gneva, so you have no kinyon gneva. And therefore, it's a pikodin, and a pikodin is no chiyuv kefil. The Svar itself, Rabbi Kveger says, and the Nesiva says, they say that Rabbi Kaminyon. The Nesiva's Lamashal says that if you stole something on with kimelei d'rabbanei, and then somebody stole it from you, so he's chiyuv kefil to the Bible. We don't say he's a gneva minagana. Because you're only called a ganim and a ganav if you steal from somebody who has kinyonig neva. But here, since the first ganav didn't have kinyonig neva, didn't have chiyuvig neva, because the first ganav stole it with kimelei d'rabbanei, didn't have chiyuvig neva, so he didn't get kinyonig neva. So it's just a chayfus, which is b'shus al-bayim. Now I'm stealing it from the original bayim, happens to be sitting by the ganav. So the Nesiva says he thinks it won't be called a ganim and a ganav. And Rabbi Kveger says l'gabi dizinyonim, l'gabi chiyuvig kefil. Details of Rabbi Kveger don't concern us right now, but I'll compare the svar itself. It says in Rabbi Kveger, the Nesivas, they have the svar that it's a package deal. If there was kimlei but the rabbanei on the gneva, then you don't get kinyonig gneva. If you don't have kinyonig gneva, then what is the chayfus to you? A pikodin. Breaking a pikodin is not mechayiv kefil, and shechting a pikodin a parah is not mechayiv dalavay. That's what the Rashi here is saying as well. The Rashi is saying. When you broke it, it's not a ma'isig neva. The ma'isig neva was yesterday on Shabbos, or yesterday in the machteres, and that doesn't make you into a ganav. That only makes it into a pikodin. And therefore, what are you doing? You're breaking the pikodin. That can't be. Could be mechayiv keren. You break a pikodin, you chayiv keren, but it's not mechayiv kapel, and it's certainly not mechayiv dalavay. So that's the first hasoga of the Rashba. Basically, it's hasoga on the Rashi over there in the Madura Kama. The Rashi of the Rishonim Kol. Because Rashi says that when you stole something on Shabbos and you shecht it b'chol, the shechting it b'chol is b'chayiv, you not only keren, it's b'chayiv dal v'hei. The Rashi's first objection is to the dal v'hei part. He says, what dal v'hei? You're not shechting a gneva, you're shechting a pikodin. Shechting a pikodin is not b'chayiv dal v'hei. Rashi apparently holds, this is a big meaning, Rashi apparently holds that the kinyon gneva aren't dependent on the chiyuv gneva. You don't have chiyuv gneva because you stole it on Shabbos, but kinyonig neva you still have. It's still called the gneva etzloi. And then when you shecht it, that's called that's mechayiv you now. It's mechayiv you keren because you're being meisif in the gneva, and it's mechayiv dal behei. And the Rashba holds up. You're just to be cotton. Be cotton can't mechayiv dal behei. Yeah.
What's the Rashba and Rashi? Why would we say it like in that lesson that Rashi holds that kinyonig neva are not calling on? As if the reason for the Rashba is if you're punting from actually the point we know that Rashi can't reach the
Hezbollah. Well, look, right here. You're right. Right. And if truth in Rashi, we could say different. In Rashi, we could say a different Hezbollah. That Rashi holds that maybe Rashi would agree that you have no Kachigulig Neva, you have no Kinyonig Neva. But since Rashi holds Kim the Rabbin, he's not a Ptur. So you actually have Kachigulig Neva.
This is Rabbah.
But your only thing is there, it's Rabbah, and Rabbah holds that it is a Ptur. All right, then we get into that, those people. Right, so that's. But. Right. I want to say that. Right. No, it's you're both right. The Etzim is a mockum to say in Rashi that maybe Rashi would agree. The Kinyonig Neva, Tolin, the Kachigulig Neva. But it happens to be Rashi holds Kim the Rabbin, he's not a Ptur. So you really have Kachigulig Neva. On some level, not for Basin, but Be'etzim. So if you have Chiyuv Gnevi, you can have Pinyon Gnevi also, and it's a Hazashem Gnevi. But that's right, my shtickle Torah is that Rabbah, that even according to Rashi, it's only in Rova, not in Rabbah. So, and there it's Rabbah in
Ksuvs. Why should Pinyon Gnevi be telling in the Chiyuv Gnevi, though?
Yeah, but why are there no Pinyon Gnevi? Because you stole it from Makhtaras.
Right, but how does that work? Is that
true?
Is it patterns
the human, or is it? Well, since I sold Machteris, I'm Potter and Einstein, let's
say,
I have no Chiyuvig
Neva. But why?
Well, because
what's the
mechanism? Since I was Chayim Misa, this sounds like a trick question.
No, I mean, that's another issue also where he says, we described that if your mouth is something between your Neva, there's no violence. The other person's violence is not. So with that lumbus, that lumbus is implicit when the Rashi says the lashon of garden level. Meaning, there's no, it's not considered a ma'asik neva. There's no kinyanik neva because there's no act of improvement on violence. If that's a tour, then certainly no kinyanik neva. Certainly there are no.
Back up a second. There's a truest Rashi that says the what?
It says if you mask something,
right?
The token nominee. So then it's different. The person doesn't have violence. If you mask,
No violence in what? In the chas or something?
In the payments. If somebody's kareya shrine on Shabbos,
right.
It's like the violin. It's like the person normally the violin violence generates view of tashlumin, and but if it's on Shabbos, then the person violence. Like
who's the person? The nisik or the mazik? Who's the person?
The nisik's violence doesn't exist. So
the nisik, but what is it? The nisik's violence doesn't exist on the shrine just because.
Yeah, and yet that's how the way
it's selling.
The way the Torah functions is your bilis doesn't act like bilis. Your bilis doesn't generate the human events.
Okay, I don't know. This, I have to see this too, Mr. Rashi, because I don't understand this.
The point that the Rashi is lashon when he says it's a pikado. When you say it's a pikado, what that means is that my kibbutz was not. It's not that I'm somehow putter. It's that this object is not considered stolen from me. It's as if I did no act of gnevah. But when I did my act of gnevah, I took it from your job. So it wasn't an act of gnevah which has no consequences. It's a felon.
Okay, I don't know. You have to show me this other aspect because it's like too much of a different world. But let's say like this for the timing. We have Rabbi Kvegas for the Nesivas is for that if you steal the Machteris, so you steal on Shabbos, so you don't get Kinyonig Nevah. Rabbi Kvegas the Nesivas for sure say that way. You don't get Kinyonig Nevah. If you don't have Kinyonig Nevah, so later on when you break it, you stop a Mazik. Your Mazik can be caught. That can't be Machayev Kefal, can't be Machayev Dalavay. You know, that's the side of these, of the Achrayim. So interesting, Rav Shimon in Ksuvah, Simon Mem, he asks, he doesn't bring this to Rashi, but he asks Rabbi Kvegas in the Nesivas. He says, how could Rabbi Kvegas in the Nesivas say that? And if you steal something with Kibbutz Rabbanei, you don't have Kinyonig Nevah. Here's the kasha from Agamar and Sanhedrin. What's the kasha? Yes, from Rav. Rav says if you steal the machteris, you're kind of the chavis legamer. Right, with the whole lumbus, because you have kinyonig neva. What was the lumbus of Rav? You're kind of the chavis legamer, because kinyonig neva you have. And the chiyuv of tashlumin and you don't have, because it's kimah derav in it. Let's say the way we remind Rav, poshim shat derav. The fine details don't matter so much. Poshim shat derav, it's in the chasam sofer and nusuk derav. Just for convenience's sake, the problem is going to affect this business. According to Rav, every guy of his kind of the chavis legamer. But he has a chiyuv tashlumin, he has to give it back as tashlumin. Kimah derav in it, he pates you from tashlumin, so you get to keep the gneva. Ask Reb Shimon, one second. But you're assuming that even though that when you steal something on Shabbos, you come to the Chayfus Lagami. But the whole Yisod of Rebbe Craig and the Nesivus, now it turns, seems, sounds like a Shuvah Zerachma, is that when you steal something on Shabbos, since you don't have Chiyuv Ignei, but you don't have Kinyon Ignei either, so you're not kind of the Chayfus at all. Not only not kind of Lagami. You're not kind of it at all. It's a Tikkun Nesli. So isn't that against Rav? The whole idea of Rav is you're potter from all the Chiyuvim, but you have all the Kinyonim. Right, Rav says that if you steal something on Shabbos, you have the best of both worlds. You get all the Kinyonic neighbor with none of the Chiyuvic neighbor, and you get to keep it. That's against Rabbi Kreger and the Nesivus. The whole Yisod of Rabbi Kreger and the Nesivus is you only have Kinyonic neighbor to the extent that you have Chiyuvic neighbor. And on Shabbos, we don't have Chiyuvic neighbor, Mafteris, we don't have Chiyuvic neighbor, then you don't have Kinyonic neighbor. That's mamish against Rav. How could it be Rabbi Kreger and the Nesivus? How could they forget about the and the Rashba? How they forget about the Farish member of Rav? The Rashba's now is dealing with our sugya. How could he say such thing?
We have to say that Rav's kind of a king in Gnevel, or is it more than
that? Where does he get a right to be kind of something? He has a right to be kind of a king on Gnevel. If he would be just a Bikadim, he wouldn't be Kainan at all. What makes it more than a Bikadim is that he's a Ganav, and a Ganav has Kinyonic neighbor. No. So you see in Rav that a Ganav has Kinyonic neighbor even though he doesn't have Kiyuvic neighbor. Kinyonic Rav doesn't strengthen the Kinyon, it just takes away the Kiyuvim. But the point of the Rat to Rabbi Kreger and the Nesivus, you take away the Kiyuvim, you don't have the Kinyonim. But the whole idea of Rabbi Kreger and the Nesivus is that it's a hacket deal. The Torah gave you the Kinyonim in order to, because the Torah, because you have Kiyuvim. In order that you should have Chiyuvim, it's not a bonus price to Ganom. The Torah gave you the Kinyonic neighbor because that's how you have the Kinyonic, that's how you have the Chiyuvic neighbor. But in order the Chiyuvic neighbor, then we don't give you the Kinyonic neighbor. But Chayin Rav, it's not the way. Rav says you have Kinyonic neighbor and you don't have Chiyuvic neighbor. I'm just a glaring question. Rav Shimon doesn't say he's just. But I think it's a positive test, yeah.
You'd say the same cash exists in the Rashba itself, the steer in the Rashba. Because later on, the Rashba says that the reason why you bought this is because the Bidam Kaninu. Bidam Kaninu means you're kind of the Chavis Lagamre.
Yeah, right, in the Chanami. In the Chanami, requires attention on the Rashba himself. Because the Rashba himself goes on. Except at this stage, he's not going with that, so maybe that's not the end of it. Right now, he's not saying you bought from the Kaninu. Then later on, he says Bidam. But you are right, he seems to go like from one extreme to the other, 180 degrees to the other extreme. But you're 100% right. I think the simple answer to the Reb Shimon's kasha is that in a chenami, but b'chol gufa nechlugu Rav and Rava. No, Lamai, what's the machlokes Rav and Rava? Rav says that that a ganav is chayv and oinsin. Chayv oinsin presupposes some kind of kinyan. It must be that a ganav is chayv l'chayfis l'gamim. And Rava says, no, you only chayv l'chayfis l'inyan l'chayv oinsin. Ki akni lu rechmonu, ki akni rechmonu l'inyan oinsin. So I think the Nevi Yehuda, the Rabbi Kreger and the Nesivus and the Rashba, what they would answer to Rav Shimon is, they would say that's mamish. It's mamish. What we're saying is Aliva the Rava. We pass in like Rava. What we're saying is Aliva the Rava because it comes out of Rava. According to Rav, that a ganav is kind of the chayfetz legamrei, not just for the chivainsin. Of course, the reason why there could be a chivainsin is because the ganav is kind of the chayfetz legamrei. But he's kind of the chayfetz legamrei. He's not only the Torah is makna the chayfetz leganav legamrei. Not just for the chiyuvainsin, so it doesn't matter whether he has a chiyuvainsin or not. The Torah is making the chayvitz legamri, neva legamri. But according to Rava, the ki akni le'rachmanu le'inyanainsin, that the whole kinyonig neva are not stam. The Torah is only making him the neva le'inyan the einsin. So then, if there's no einsin, there's no chiyuv. They read their svara out of Rava. It says in Rava ki akni le'rachmanu when the Torah is making him the chayvitz. The Torah is not makna the chayfus to the ganav altogether. It's only makna the chayfus to the ganav le'inyan the chiyav einsin, in order that there should be a chiyav einsin. And if there is no chiyav einsin, then there's no chiyav, then there's no kinyan, because all kinyan is inyan einsin. And I think it's the one. That's my mistake. I don't know why Rav Shimon doesn't say this. In the Chacham, it's the Rav Kreger and the Nesivus. They're not saying this for stam because like it's not fair. Why should he have the chiyuvim without the? Why should he have the kinyan without the chiyuvim? Their svara comes out of Rava. They read Rava. The Torah was only who said? Why was the Torah makna the chayfus to a ganav? Or what was the Torah makna? What is the kinyan the Torah gave to the ganav? The Torah was makna the gneva to the ganav le'inyan einsin. in order that Yeshiva Chayiv Einsin, and only to the extent that, and not any more than the Chayiv Einsin. So, if there is no Chayiv Einsin, then there is no Kinyan altogether. And if there's no Kinyan altogether, then it's a Pekotin. Anyway, that's number one. That's the first chelik of the Rashi. And the Maaseh Rashi holds not that way. Rashi holds, and the Rashi over there in Inksilus, that even though when you stole it on Shabbos, you have no Chayiv Einsin, nonetheless, you still have Kinyanei Gneva. It's called a Gneva, but it's not a Pekotin. Tomorrow in Yeshechtet, it's Yechayev Dal Bey. It's called a Yeshechtet of Parag Nula, not a Parashula. Yeah, Rashi's chelik, it comes out very different. Rashi would have some. I don't know what's in the Kudus HaMachlokes over here. How did Rashi read Rava? But Akaponim, I think that's the pshat over here in this first part of the Rashba, and Kolmer, that's Rabbi Krager, and the Sins. Now let's move along. The next half of the next thing in the Rashba, the Rashba goes on and he says, "V'lo yoid el havilu tashlum keren potter." The havilu tovah chomacha b'chutz. If it's been the Bailam, take it back. Unless it's been. So the next part of the Rashba is the Rashba is Masik and Rashi another Kasha. This is already closer to the Palamor. So the Rashba, forget the never mind the Dalavay and the Kedvah. Even the Keroni's Potter. Shkona Rashava is the Tubitovak, but also the Rashba, you're Potter not only from Dalavay, hey, but the Rashba now is Noisiv. You're Potter from Keroni's Potter. And he brings Agamar. Shkona Rashava's Rashiva Rachos. So you're Potter Lagami. Because you read the Gemara Shiva to mean Shiva Bachutz, like Rashi. This is already the Shittas of Alava. So, he doesn't address what's Takav Shadana. The Rashi doesn't address the difficulty in the Balamar's path. But he sides with the Balamar. He sides with the Balamar that Shiva means Shiva Bachutz. Rashi, Tosis, now it's the Rashi turns out that Shiva in the Gemara means Shiva Bachutz. Mistabe Milsad Rav Kishe Shiva means Shiva Bachutz. Yeah, so we have the Ramban's Kasha. Why in the world should Shiva Bachutz be Potter? I feel like you're hypno that it's a Pekotin actually, but you broke a Pekotin, it's not yours, it belongs to the Bailam. If it's Isabay, it's Chazal the Bailam. So why are you Potter on the Shiva? That's the Ramban's Kasha. Let's take a look at the Bailam more. And the Ramban's Moisiv, what's the difference in Tavar Shasya? See, if you sold something that's with one zuz, and now it's with four zuz, and you break it, you chayev four zuz. So you see that the shvir is in umachayev. So the same thing over here. You sold it machteres. So fine, you put it there. But now you show it b'chutz. You show it b'chutz. The shvir is in umachayev. You should be chayev at least for the carry. Yeah, let's see the Baal Amar, what he has to say about this. Baal Amar addresses the problem. But what he says is very saucy. Tamil shall have a ripple place of Schweiz with the Rav that above Machteres from not okay on the Yotzah Potter. The ripple smash with the whole Gemara. Mustabil on the Hilkas of Yerov and Dover Machter, but Mustabil Milsa Drav is Shiva the last one. The Halachan is always like Rava. If we are mid, I will ask me, he be Shiva, Michael Mashmalot, must need something. If, according to Rava, that it's that the tour is by Shiva, not by Natal, it's by and it goes back. It's only by Shiva that you potter. So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Masnisini. Are you above Mateus for Shiva Sechavas? Mainly Dom and Potter. Yeah, Rambam says who says there has to be a chiddush? Who says there has to be a chiddush? Rav's memo was by Natal. That's a very big chiddush. We don't hold like Rav. Rava just said, "Mistavim Musa the Rav." Rav would make sense by Shiva. Not that it would be a chiddush, but at least it would make sense. But Elikim Amar Rav, I feel enough. But Rav is wrong. So only potter by Shiva and Echami. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Why does it have to be a chiddush? But the Baal Amar holds that it has to be a chiddush. says yes lahosh. If I only had the Mishnah, I would say that's only if you broke it in the Machteres. Aval notal v'yotzo shekvar niftam in amiso mishva sheyotzo keroyde shechosim ulidav achay nidav she niftam in miso. So you have a kelim bein nayla, have a hatul in ma'arai. Since if the kelim would be end, they would be closer to the violent. Ki shiber baser hachi ishtakach dehashtu dekagozulu. So now it's a new ma'isa, a new ma'isa shvir. It's a new ma'isa gezel. Interesting lesson, new ma'isa gezel, new ma'isa mazik. Called a new ma'isa gezel. Anyway, well, in Yineinu, it doesn't matter. Ked arminu b'man dekozul chavisu mechavrei. Meikor shavi zuzul. Loshev shavi arba. Tavei shasi mishalam arba. Since you have to give it back, Ben. So when you broke it, that's the Shasa Gzela. It's Lashon HaGemara. That's what more explains in the Bamitzir. That's what more explains the Din of Tavar Shasa. That when you broke it, there's a new Machayev. Hashtu the Kagozule. Since the Chayfus is Chayze Ben, it doesn't belong to the Ganev, it belongs to the Bailam. Right? We stole something. It's still Chayze. It goes back to the Bailam. So since it goes back to the Bailam, so now you broke something that belongs to the Bayim. So when you break it now, it's worth Dalet Zuzla. So have to do the Kadosu, like Shlosh Shemar. Now you have a new Maisek Zayin, and some Chayim. It's a famous Machalik, it's not our Indian, I don't want to get involved with it, but that Din of Tarva Shasya, is it a Midin Mazik, or it's a new, or it's a Midin Gezel? The Ksois told us it's a Midin Mazik, not a Maisek Zayin. You're not taking a Mishus of Bayim. Gzeil or Gneva, it has to be Beis Ha'ish. Here, when you sold something that's worth one source, so that was a Gneva in Beis Ha'ish, that's Gneva. But when you break it and it's worth four source, that's not Gneva, it's not Mi Beis Ha'ish. That's just Mazik. And the Chiv Dal Duzi is Mazik. I have a lesson in Loris, when you shite to the Kagozole, it means when you shite to the Kamazikle. And the Nesivis learns that no, it's a new Maisa Gneva. The Shvir is a new Maisa Gneva. Even though normally Gneva has to be Beis Ha'ish. But since the original Gneva was Mi Beis Ha'ish, now you're being Misamik. You're being mishtarish in the original Maisik Neva, so it's called the Tesefis in the Maisik Neva. So your Chayav Dalet is Midin Gneva, not only Midin Mazik. It's not our sugya at all, but just to know. If I only had the Mishnah, I would say the same thing over here. You stole something in the Machteris, but you have to give it back. So now when you break it, so you should be Chayav. So Kamash Malon, so Rav is teaching me. The shiny din roidef, mi din gazlin, that a roidef is different. The roidef, michi osi li yod. Now, where he's going in Rava. He's not going in Rav, he's going in Rava. When it's ben, you have to give it back. Nonetheless, he says, in Rava, if you break it, you're potter. Why? Because roidef, michi osi li yodi, kaninu bidmei, mei ushaito. A roidef is kind of the chayfetz from the shasa machteres. And the chayfetz belongs to him. Ulechi tovela. And therefore, when he breaks it, what's this? Ulechi tova b'lo basa hachi didei katova. He's really breaking something that belongs to the ganav, because the chayfetz belongs to the ganav, not to the bayil. The obvious question. Rafal gab dechi isnu habri beinayil. 1 second, we're going in Rava. Rava says that not only you have to give it back. So obviously it doesn't belong to the Ganav, it belongs to the Bailam. So how can you tell me that it belongs to the Ganav? Says the Bailam. Chumruhu derami rachmano le deledim amayda lamar. That's a chumruhu derabana. Came into Isi Be'ene since the Chayfetz is Be'en. Okay, so far, what's the Bailam Mar saying? Bailam Mar saying a bamshah. Then at the Raisa level, the Rava is made to Rav that the Ganav is kind of the Chayfetz. But the Baba Machteris is kind of the Chayfetz. And it belongs to him. And really, by rights, he shouldn't even have to give it back. So why does he have to give it back? It's chumah d'rabbanan. D'rabbanan, you have to give it back. But at the rice level, the rovah's moed to rav the bedom and kaninu. So therefore, when you break it, you're breaking your chepes and your pop. Now, right away, it's a pella. Because, how do you read the Gemara? You read the whole Gemara, and the Gemara elaborates at length, what's the machlekes rav and rovah, and what's the svar of rav, and what's the svar of rovah. Well, Rav's Svarah is that since Chayav and Einsin, so you see that the Ganav is kind of the Gneva, and Rav says, no, you're only kind of Linyan Einsin, you're not kind of Linyan, that it should really be yours, that it should really be the Ganav's, and so on and so forth. Now it turns out, according to, it sounds like it's a very long machlokes between Rav and Rav, what's the getter of Kinyan Einsin, what's the getter of Kinyan Gneva? Then it turns out the whole machlekes in the derabbanan on a derais level, Rav agrees to Rav that a ganav is kind of chayfus legame, not just litany nonsense. The whole thing is so din derabbanan that nonetheless, if the chayfus is ben, he has to give it back even though it's kim leiv rami. So how did he read the gemara? So what's the gemara making? It's all lumdus out of it. Is it a chiyuv hashava? Is it a chiyuv tashlumen? What? That's Rav is 100%. It's a chiyuv tashlumen, and you kind of the chayfus. So a new din derabbanan, they have to give the chayfus back. Shama shapela. Okay, it gets worse. Then he goes on, he says, Aina doma Rava, Aval not aloy. That's what Rava says, that if the chayfus is ben, you have to give it back. Kaloy may be shalei shiva, that's where it's not broken. Elo oidom be'enom, the chayfus is ben. So that's Rava. Ve'lekim amarav, now he's explaining more. Ve'lekim amarav, Rav himself says, Afilinotam. That even if the chayfetz is be'en, you get to keep it. Now, before we read any further, he's going to explain Rav. But this is where we're holding. He's explaining Rav. Who needs more explaining in this Gemara according to Bahama, Rav or Rav? I mean, maybe that's a funny way to ask the question. Who's right on a deraisa level? Rav. On a deraisa level, Rav is right. Kimel Rabbani means you get to keep the chayfetz. Rav is a din derabbanan. Now, how does he actually explain Rav? The Kaban, the Beyeshli Dom and Venenas Kaina Bishusilin Einsin. Since by a regular Ganav he's kind of the Chayfusin Einsin, Hachanami, so here also by a Boba Machteres, Kiainli Dom, where this came to Ravane, he's Mishai Benashoi, Kaina Bishusay, he owns the Gnevo, we may head to Luhu, and if he'll give it back, Mechsi Kemesu Mishalim. It'll look like he's being Mishalim. Even though it's it'll look like Kimesu Mishalim, which you're not allowed to have, because that's Kimle Dravina. It'll look like you're violating Kimle Dravina. What do you mean look like? You will be violating Kimle Dravina. Because the Rav holds that you can, Rav is right, me derives so that you can't even the Chayfetz Lagana. So giving the Chayfetz back is a violation of Kimle Dravina. It makes it sound like it's a Drabonim. See, if he'll give the Chayfetz back, it'll look like, Rav says you keep the Chayfetz. Because if you give it back, it'll look like you're violating Kimle Dravina. What it look like? That's the emes. Okay. It gets still worse. Then he goes on and explains Rava. Veloyi. Now we're explaining Rava himself. The Veloyi. This is Rava Shita. Not that you get back, but if it's broken, you get to keep it. If you break it, you get to keep it. Kaloimar. Veloyim is tabatayim at the Rav. Rava says, no, Rav is wrong. Dichiyu kminu rechmoda bishusei. When the Torah was marked in the chayfes of the Ganav, loyu kminu elu lebishusei. Only lira osay for a chiyuv einsin. Aval tivusay le mikne mamish lo yukmina b'shusay. But le tivusay shel of the ganav, he doesn't have kmina. He's not claiming the chayv. He's only claiming the chayv for seeing the chiyuv einsin. But he's not claiming the chayv for legame. He didn't have a shayl. And therefore ilkoch ki ein lo yedomim if it's kimli rabinei. But the isni beinayu. But the chayv is still here. Chayv lahachzir. That's not a violation of Kimli Durabine. It's not called that he's being Mesu Mishalim. She'ain't a nikka tashlumen, ele chazores mamun lebailim. It's not a tashlumen, it's a hashova. And in a hashova, is not a violation of Kimli Durabine. That's Rashi. How did that get in here in the Balamor? The whole sheet of the Balamor is that really Rav is right. That Kimli Durabine applies even if the chayfetz is ben. Now he's explaining Rava, so we should say, well, Rava says Midrabon, you have to give the chayfetz back. That's not what he says. He says, Rava says, giving the chayfetz back, you're only claiming the chayfetz in your instant, but it's not really your chayfetz. So if you give it back, it's a hashova. And a hashova is not a violation of accumulated rabbinic, because it's not called Mesim Shalom, it's called Mesim Meshiv. And on hashova, there's no accumulated rabbinic. So he's got, that's the wrong tune to be singing. The whole sheet, he's saying that he makes Rava sound like a deraisa. That there's only Kimmel Rabbani after Shluman, and there's no Kimmel Rabbani in Ashova, like it says, L'chor in the Gemara. But that's against the whole sheet of the Balamor. The whole sheet of the Balamor is that at the rice level, Rav is right, and Rav is only Dinder Abon. So what's going on here? So I think Shat the Malamor, I think this is Posh Shat the Malamor. Before that, we'll have to maybe before that, but I think what he's saying, the Balamor is saying, is there's no question that the fundamental machlokes between Rav and Rava is in the gather of Kinyan Gneva. That says clearly in the Gemara. It says clearly in the Gemara, it has to do with Chilonson, and what do you see in the Chilonson? And the Rav says from the fact that there's a Chilonson, you see that every Ganav is kind of the Chayef Sagamri, and just as a Chayef Tashuman. And Rava says, no, Ganav is only kind of the Chayef Sagamri, he's not kind of the Chayef Sagamri, and therefore giving back the Chayef is a Hashoba, and it's not a Tashuman. There's no question, that's the Shakta Vatari in the Gemara. And less mad the Polu. There's no argument that the Pshat in the Gemara is the way Rashi presented it. Again, I don't care if it's the Hasam Sefer Nusach, or Rav Chana's Nusach, or Shimon's Nusach, or whatever the fine tuning is. But the Machlokes in the Gemara is when you give the Chayfetz back, is it Tashlumin or is it Hashavah? That's not up for grabs. Can't get away with that's what it says, and the fact that that's what it says in the Gemara. But we're asked, the Pshat in the Gemara is that Kilei B'Dirabnei only applies to Tashlumin and does not apply to Hashavah. The Baal HaMor holds that on a derisive level is Kilei B'Dirabnei by Hashavah also. Which is sort of a chiddush noyer. But I think that's what he said earlier. The Baal HaMor holds that the derisive is Kilei B'Dirabnei even at Hashavah. Which the Chur would mean that if somebody got a pikodim and he was given a pikodim to watch, in a way that at the time that he gave him the pikkudim to watch, he was also chayim misa at the same time, then he would not have to give the pikkudim back. Because there are Baal HaMor holds and a Hashavah is also a Kilei D'Rabbanan. With the Rabbanon, they said no. The Rabbanon, they said that Hashavah you have to do even in Mokum Chayim Misa. You're not Mesu Meshalim, but with the Rabbanon, you have to be Mesu Meshav. That's the Din D'Rabbanan. The Din D'Rabbanan from them is Rabbanon, they said, somebody got a pikodon and he's chayim misa, he gets the pikodon back. As long as the pikodon is be'en, you may shuv mishal. But that itself is a din d'rabbanon. So melech, it's the machlekes rabban rova, the lumbus of rabban rova in a way is a deraisidik lumbus. What's the gedder of hashavah sarag nevo? Is it begedder hashavah or is it begedder tashlumen? But the nafkamina is only nafkamina at a d'rabbanon level because me deraisidik is kimon d'rabban even on hashavah. That's mamish what the Baal HaMor says. So that fits Valik in the Baal HaMor. There's one word in the Baal HaMor we have to worry about. I'll tell you in a second. But I think that's what the Baal HaMor is saying. So if it says the Baal HaMor, and at the Raisa level, this Kimlei V'Rabbanei, you don't even have, Rav is 100% right. Maybe not for Rav's reason, Rav's 100% right. And at the Raisa level, the Chayfetz is yours. You get to keep the Chayfetz. Because in the Raisa, this Kimlei V'Rabbanei, and Kimlei V'Rabbanei means that you get to keep the Chayfetz because Kimlei V'Rabbanei passes even from Hashavah. With the Rabbanon, they said that Kimlei Rabbanei patur from Hashavah doesn't patur from Tashlum. Now, if Machlokes Rav and Rava, if the Chayfetz is Be'en, what is that? Is that Hashavah or is it a Tashlum? So Rav says, if the Chayfetz is Be'en, it's still called a Tashlum. Because the Ganav is at a really kind of the Gneva. And that that he gives the Gneva back is B'Torah's Tashlum. And a Tashlum has Kimlei Rabbanei, even with the Rabbanon. Therefore, Rav says you get to keep the Chayfetz. The only time the Rav would say you have to give the Chayfetz back would be by a Pikodim, where you don't have any kinyanim the gneva at all. But by gneva, where you're cutting the chayfetz legamri, you're cutting the chayfetz legamri. So what's giving back the chayfetz? The Baal HaMor explains, machlekes rav and rova. The Baal HaMor, when he's explaining machlekes rav and rova, he explains it in the conventional terms, in Rashi's terms. The machlekes is when a ganav gives the chayfetz back, is that called the hashav, is it called the tashlum? The only thing that's different in the Baal HaMor is that the Baal HaMor is that the midraisa makes no difference, because it's killing the rabbanei of both. But midrabanan makes a lot of difference. So Rav says giving a gneva back is a tashlumin. So even Rabbanon says, so you have to give it back. Excuse me. So therefore Rav holds that even Rabbanon you don't have to give it back because it's a Tashlumin and Kimlei Rabbanei Patur from Tashlumin. And Rava holds that if the Chayfetz is Be'en, you have to give it back because if the Chayfetz is Be'en, it's a Hashavah. And with the Rabbanon, they said that you have to give a Chayfetz, a Hashavah, you have to, with the Rabbanon, they said that you have to do a Hashavah even Bokum Achiv Mishn. But that's only if the Chayfetz is Be'en. But what happens if you turn around and you break the Chayfetz? So whose chayfetz are you breaking? Are you breaking your chayfetz or the Baal's chayfetz? It says the Baal HaMor, you're breaking your chayfetz. Because midraisa, it's your chayfetz. Kimlei Rabbanei patur from Hashavah. Midrabanan, they said you have to do Hashavah even if it's Kimlei Rabbanei. That's if the chayfetz is Ben. But if the chayfetz is not Ben anymore, then now when you give the chayfetz back, it's not Hashavah, it's a Tashlumin. And on Tashlumin, it's Kimlei Rabbanei. You've converted the Hashavah into Tashlumin. You broke because regardless, you broke the Baal's chayfetz. Not you broke your chayfetz. No, let me put it differently. Let me put it better. According to Rava, when you steal a chayfetz, to whom does the chayfetz belong? midiraisa belongs to you. But you have to give the chepetz back to the Bailam because there's hashava even b'makom chiv misa. And it's called the hash. I'm saying it. When you steal a chepetz ben and a deraisa level is kimud rabbinah, you don't have to give it back. And since you don't have to give it back, it becomes yours. Because if you don't have to give it back, it becomes yours. Midrabbanim, they said that nonetheless you have to give it back. Because that's what they said. Midrabbanim, they said you have to give it back. But at a deraisa level, it's your chepetz. So now when you break it, are you chayiv for the Maisa Shvir itself? No, because the Maisa Shvir itself basically brings something which midrasa belongs to you. So you're not chayiv for the Maisa Shvir. What you might be chayiv for is for the original Maisa Gneva, like if it broke Be'elov. Yeah, but for the original Maisa Gneva, there's Kimmel Rabbani. And even though there's no Kimmel Rabbani in Hashava, but now it's not Hashava, it's Tashlum and Devayim. Yeah, I'm breaking it down a little bit. But you have to. Again, you know, you stole a chepetz. We're in the world of Rabba. You stole a chepetz. So what happens on a deraisa level is kimel rabbanah, even in hashava. According to Rabba, it's hashava. A ganav normally does not have pinyanim in the chepetz. It's only the nyanim, but it's not really his. So this chepetz, according to Rabba, is not really yours. But mi deraisa, there's kimel rabbanah. After the kimel rabbanah, it really becomes yours. Because kimel rabbanah says you don't have to give it back. And if you don't have to give it back, it becomes yours. But mi rabbanah, they said no. You have to give it back because that's a hashava segzela, hashava segzela, mi rabbanah, you have to give it back. Now you go and you break it. So what exactly are you chayiv for? Are you chayiv for the Maisa Shvir itself, like a Maisa Mazik or a new Maisa Gzela? No, because on a deraisa level this belongs to you. And they said midrabbanan, as long as it's here you have to give it back, but they didn't say that if you break it you're a Mazik. So for the Maisa breaking it, you're not chayiv. Elamai, but so you don't have to pay for the Maisa Hesik. Elamai, you want to pay for the original Maisa Gneva? Why should you pay for the original Maisa Gneva? On the original Maisa Gneva, there was Kimli Drabbanan. As long as it was alive, midrabbanan, they said you have to do Hashava. But now that it's not here anymore, so you don't have, it's not Hashav anymore, it's Tashlumen for the original Maisig Neva. Tashlumen for the original Maisig Neva, you pumped it. Anyway, I think everything fits very well in the Lashon of the Baal Amor. There's one line in the Baal Amor, one phrase, that still needs a Hesber. And that's if you go back when it was explaining Rav. Let's pick it up from Ve'elikim Omerav. I have it, probably have different lines than I do, but I mean different line numbers, but it's about halfway down, a little bit more. Ve'elikim Omerav, he's explaining now Rav. Afilu notal, even if the chayfet is ben, you get to keep it. So now, Pashup Shad is, why do you get to keep it? Because Rav holds you claim to the chayfet, it's legame. And since every ganav is claim to the chayfet, it's legame. Like as he explains later on, Rav holds every ganav is claim to the chayfet, it's legame. Not only when you know it's claim to the legame. So therefore, giving it back would be a tashlumin, and a tashlumin is kimli rabbani. Even the midrabbanan is tashlumin, and tashlumin is kimli rabbani. The lashon of the Baal Amor is, "Velakim amrav afilu notal." The cave in the beyesh leidomim is since by a regular ganav, v'nensu kaimi b'shusil yinoisin, it's considered to be his. So achanami kiyein leidomim here in the case of kimli rabbani, kaimi b'shusay, it's considered to be his. V'mehedalu. And therefore, if he'll give it back, mechzi kemesu mashalom. He can't give it back because it will look like tashlumen b'mokim kimeli rabbanei. Why doesn't it really look like tashlumen b'mokim kimeli rabbanei? It is tashlumen b'mokim kimeli rabbanei because Rav holds you kind of the chayfis legamik. You're only giving it back with teres tashlumen, and that tashlumen is kimeli rabbanei. Even after the drabbanon, and tashlumen is kimeli rabbanei. That's the machlek is Rav and Rava. So the one word that bothers me here is the mechzi. V'mehedelu mechzi kemesu mashalom. It's not mechzi kemesu mashalom. It is Mesum Mishalom. That's the whole Svar of Rav. Since he coined it Linyan Oinsin, since by a regular Ganav, you coined it Linyan Oinsin, so Achanami by a Boba Machteris, since you coined the Chayfus Lagamri, if you're going to give it back, it's not a Hashava, but it's a Tashlumen, and not a Tashlumen, this Kimel Drabbanei, even Midrabbon. So what's the lesson of Mechzi? It should say, Vimehedalu, Havi Kimesum Mishalom, or Havi Mesum Mishalom. What's Mechzi Kimesum Mishalom? This, that one word of Mechzi. Is difficult here. The whole cheshbon of the Baal Amor, it's not a mechzi. Forget that the Rav is the din deraisa. That's the whole Baal Amor. Rav is the real din deraisa is Rav. That you don't have to give the chayfis back because there's kimli rabbanei even on. Well, the real din deraisa is like a Rav because there's kimli rabbanei even in hashava. With that, everybody agrees that midrabbanan they took off. Midrabbanan they said no hashava you have to do. But Tashlumin you're potter from. So what's the machlokes Rav and Rava? Balmor later elaborates. According to Rava, God is not really kind of the chepes, so giving it back is b'toras tashlumin. But according to Rava, God is kind of the chepes, so giving it back is b'toras. I said the Rava. But according to Rava, every ganav is not kind of the chepes, so giving back is hashava. Midrabanan, there's no kibbutz Rava any hashava. But according to Rav, every ganav is kind of the chepes, so giving it back is b'toras tashlumin. Tashlumin, there's still kibbutz Rava. So where's the mechsi? It is Mesa Mishalim. It's not near it, Mesa Mishalim.
If it was really
Mesa Mishalim,
he wouldn't be paying it back.
And
the fact that it is paying it back, it can't be
Mesa Mishalim. It's really Mesa Mishalim, meaning it's really a case of Mesa Mishalim, and therefore he doesn't have to pay.
We're saying that he does have to pay.
No, we're going to Rav. Rav says you keep it. We're going to Rav, not Tom.
But then
we're
saying that he still needs to give it back.
No, in Rav, he has to give it back. And Rav, he gets to keep it. So explaining why, according to Rav, he gets to keep it. Well, at a derisa level, he gets to keep it because you always get to keep it in the derisa because even Hashavi get to keep it. Okay, fine. We're not going to that level of derisa. We're going down on that. The Rabbanu took away the Hash. The Rabbanu took away Kimlu Rabbanu by Hashava, but they retained Kimlu Rabbanu by Tashlumin. Now the Shaila between Rabbanu and Rova, as the Rabbanu explains, Behemshich, is what is this exactly giving back? Giving back the Gneva, is it Hashava or is it Tashlumin? Well, Rabbanu himself explains later on exactly like Rashi said that according to Rova, giving it back is a Hashava. There's no Kimlu Rabbanu in Hashava. Read the Rabbanu we have to have. But according to Rav, giving it back is a tashlumin. On a tashlumin, this kibbutz Rabbanu. Okay, that's what you should say. You can't give. You don't give it back because it would be mesa mishalim.
Can't Rav just responding to a tenable
of
the Rabbanu to give it back? So it wouldn't be actually
mesa mishalim.
It only be mesa mishalim if you agree that the
Rabbanu
have to pay it back because only
the Rabbanu
can only be
mesa mishalim. Right, okay. And the Rabbanu level, you have to keep it altogether because even Hashavah you have to keep. When the Rabbanu, they say, no, Hashavah you don't have to do. Hashavah you have to do, right? Hashavah is not part. There's no Kim Rav and Hashavah, but you still, but we still retain even after the Rabbanu, they retain the Tashlumin. You don't have to do. You know, Misa Patas from Tashlumin, and according to Rav, giving the Chayfas back is Tashlumin. It's not near like Tashlumin. It is Tashlumin because every God of his claim of the Chayfas Lagamri. So this line, this one who faces Shemani, maybe it's, yeah.
Well, like the Rashba. It's not, there's no Kinyani Kinego.
Right, that's actually maybe the answer. And really, at the right level, like wheels within wheels. And a really, really, even according to Rav, even though a Ganav is claiming the Chayfas Lagamri, that's only a regular Ganav. Since he has Chiyuvig Neva, he has Kinyani Neva. This particular Ganav, since he has no Chiyuvig Neva, because he's Potter from Einstein, so really at the Raisa level he doesn't have Kinyonig Neva either. So really that's the sort of the Nehudin Rabbi Kveger. The emphasis is now this guy, since it's Abba Machteris, really does not have Kinyonig Neva. Since he really doesn't have Kinyonig Neva, so if he would give the Chayfetz back it would be a Hashava. And therefore really he should give the Chayfetz back because Midra Abba took off Kimler Rabbanu from Hashava. But since usually when a guy gives it back it's B'Teres Tashlumin. So if this Ghana is going to give the Chayfetz back, it's going to look like he's being Mesu Mishalim, and Mesu Mishalim, they meet Rabbanon, they meet Mesu Mishalim, even Rabbanon you're not supposed to do. So that's the near. It comes out of this, yeah, that could be. It comes out, it's like, it's, you know, people, I mean, at the Raisa level, the whole thing is moot, because at the Raisa level, Hashava is also Kimmel Rabbanon. But now with Rabbanon, they change the rules. They say, no, Hashava, you have to give back, Tashlumin, you get to keep. Now we have to decide, okay, this Ganav, what exactly is he doing when he gives back the Chayfetz? If he would give back the Chayfetz, what would it be? This Baba Machteres. If he would give back the Chayfetz, what would it be? So Rava says, well, look, every Ganav is not really claiming the Chayfetz. Only Linyan Einstein is not really claiming the Chayfetz. So every Ganav, when you give back the Chayfetz, it's Hashava. So this Ganav, when he gives back the Chayfetz, is also Hashava. Hashava, there's no Kimler Rabbanu and Hashava, neither Rabbanu. So therefore, you have to give the Chayfetz back. What about according to Rav? Well, Rav says that since every ganav is claiming the chayfetz legamri, so every ganav when he gives the chayfetz back, it's a tashlumin. So if it's a tashlumin, so therefore over here this bav machteres, you don't have to do tashlumin, and therefore you don't have to give the chayfetz back. But Baal Moriah is really, it's not really true. But this particular ganav, since he's above machteres, he doesn't have any chiyuvig neva. Since he doesn't have any chiyuvig neva, so we have the nesivus and Rabbi Kreger, that he and the shuvas Rashba, that if you don't have chiyuvig neva, then you don't get kinyonig neva. So this particular bav machteres is really not kind of the chayfetz legamri. And when he would give the chayfetz back, that would be hashava. And hashava midrabanan, there's no kimon rabbanei and hashava. So really, maybe you should give the chayfetz back. Yeah, but what's it going to look like? It's going to look like, since most ganavim, when they give the chayfetz back, it's tashlumin. So it's going to look like he's doing tashlumin b'mokim chiyuv misa. It's going to look like mesum, like mesum mishalim, and mesum mishalim you're not supposed to do. So therefore, midrabanan, they said, They sent me Midrabbanan that here you have to. Midrabbanan, they said that this particular Bob Machteres gets to keep the Gneva. He gets to keep the Gneva Midrabbanan. He really gets to keep the Gneva Midrabbanan anyway because there's the Kimle Rabbanan even in Hashava. But Midrabbanan, there's no Kimle Rabbanan in Hashava. So Rice, you should give the Chaykhis back. But the Rabbanan, they said, but here it's really a Midrabbanan. It looks like a Tashlumen. And therefore, so like this. Midrash, you should keep the chaytas, because even on Hashava there's kim l'rabbanei. But Midrabbanan, they said that there's no kim l'rabbanei in Hashava, only on Tashlumen. So therefore, since this doesn't have a kinyonic neva, since he has no chiyuvik neva, he has no kinyonic neva, so he's really not kind of the chaytas l'gamrei, and by him it's Hashava, and he should give the chaytas back. But then they said, yeah, but now we have another Rabbanan. Since by most of them it's a tashlumen, so it looks by him like it looks like a tashlumen by him too. So therefore, now Midrabbanan they turned around. Guy must be dizzy already. Midrashi was supposed to give it back. Midrashi was supposed to keep it. Then they said, no, Midrabbanan, you have to give it back. But then they said, no, Midrabbanan, you get to keep it because it'll be near Kemesu Mishal, and Mesu Mishal, we don't want you to do. Okay, that's maybe this mechsi over here in the Balama, unless it's a sheepish this mechsi later. But in the totality, this is a detail. The totality of the Balamor, I have no doubt that in the totality of the Balamor, this is what the Balamor is saying. There's no other way to make heads or tails out of what he's saying. Otherwise, the one word doesn't stick to the other word. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. It's clear in the Balamor, so the fundamental idea of the Balamor is that it's a very mechudish, this Balamor. The Balamor is saying that at the Raisa level is Kimon Ramani, both by Hashem and by Tashlum. And therefore, Kuli Alma, when you break the Chavis, you're breaking your Chavis. Because Midaraisa, you get to keep it. Midrabbanan, they said, that there's a chiluk in Hashava and Tashlum. That's a Drabbanan distinction. Hashava, there's no Kim Rabbani, Tashlum, there is Kim Rabbani. Now, Amman Nechlukul Rabban Rabba, what's exactly the gather of when a Ganav gives the Chayfetz back? Is it Bataris Hashava, is Bataris Tashlum? Midrashi, who cares? But Midrabbanan, it makes a difference. So Rav says, it's a Tashlum, because every Ganav is cutting the Chayfetz Lagamir. So giving the Chayfetz back would be a Tashlum. And a Tashlum is Kim Rabbani, so you get to keep it. And Rava said, no, giving Chayfetz back is only Hashava. And Hashava, they said, Midrabbanan, Hashava, they took what came to the Rabbani from Hashava. And therefore, you have to give the Chayfetz back if it's around. But if it's gone, then you're potter. Because at the end of the day, whose Chayfetz did you break? You broke your Chayfetz, because Midrash, so you don't have to give it back. So it's called you broke your Chayfetz, and therefore you're potter.
It sounds like from the end of the Balmor, that even in Rava, it's the Rabbanan that you own it, because it says that,
no, that's not a deraisa, not a derabbanan.
Why does it matter that it's
good to Tobas, that it's not Tobas? No, they were makhnitim for the chiyuvim, but not for the Torah was makhnitim only for the sake of the chiyuvim. That's really the Gemara. Chiyuvim rechmon rechmon al inyan oinsin. The Torah was makhnitim in order that he should have chiyuvim oinsin. The Torah wasn't makhnitim legame. There's a ken of chiyuvim oinsin without a kinyin. So that much, the Torah was makhnitim. The Torah wants to have chiyuvim oinsin. There was mechayivim oinsin. So the Kenyan is only the Inyan the Chiyuvig Neva. The Torah wants to have Chiyuvig Neva. So the Torah is Machnitim in the Chiyuvig Neva. The Torah wasn't Machnitim more than the Chiyuvig Neva. That's really the Gemara. That's what Rashi says. The Midir Avi HaShoyal. Shoyal also. The Torah is Machnitim the Pekonim to the Shoyal, the Bishusay, not the Tivusay. Meaning the Shoyal is not a Bailam, but for Chiyuvig Yonson, he has a Kenyan.
In Rav, why did the Balmor use the Lashon Kaim Bishusay Le Inyan Yonson? Says kind of like in the and hachanami. That sounds like Rava.
Came the issue domim benensu haime b'shusay l'inyanayinsin. Is it the lashon gemar? I guess it has to mean.
That's the Lashon Gemara.
Even though
it's
Lashon Rava, yeah. Right there. I think the answer is has to be that Rav holds since it's Chaim Rishus in the Anointing, so it's Chaim Rishus in the Gamma. Like, it's not Machal. We know there was Machal in the Anointing, so Rav says, once there was Machal in the Anointing, so there was Machal in the Gamma. And therefore giving it back is already called a called the Hashava. Giving it back is ready. I'm sorry, giving it back already is called the Tashlumi. Anyway, it's a very Kachidus Tishpahama. The whole notion that there could be Kilin Rabbin in Hashava is very, very counterintuitive. I did have maybe a Machshava. I don't have any right to this, or even strong need, but since it's so strange that there should be Kilin Rabbin in Hashava, and it's really very surprising to think that in Anapikon there could be Kilin Rabbin, so maybe we can mitigate it by saying, along the lines of Rav Chanan and Rav Shimon and so on, that when Rav said that just to make to make me feel better, because it's really hard to believe by Pekon the Divin of Kimud Rabbanei. Could be that even the Baal Mor would agree that by a regular Mamani Gavach, there's no Kimud Rabbanei. Well, my Chayfetz is sitting by you, there's no Kimud Rabbanei, because take away all the Chiyuvim, it's still my Chayfetz sitting by you. But by a Ganav, since by a Ganav, could be that even according to Rava, there are unlike Kinyonig Neva, like by Shinoi. If the Chiyuv HaShava goes away, we didn't talk about this so much. Normally, if the Chiyuv HaShava goes away, there's an underlying Kinyanic Neva that takes hold even according to Rava. How does Shini work? The Chiyuv HaShava goes away, it's not Kain Shagazul, and now you have underlying Kinyanic Neva that take effect. So what's the Machlekes Rav and Rav and Rava? Even Rava has to be their underlying Kinyanic Neva. That's a need maybe all by itself. Maybe we should talk about it for 5 minutes. You know, in Rav says you're not kind of the chayfus. Rav says that a ganav is kind of the chayfus lagamer. But then he has a chiv hashava. So we had two tzadim, a chasim sofer on the one hand versus Rav Shimon on the other. What does that mean exactly? The chasim sofer understood that it means that every ganav is kind of the chayfus lagamer, period. And that he has to give it back is only b'teres tashlum. Rav Shimon said, no, it doesn't mean that. It means a ganav is kind of chayfus lagamri, but now the Torah said it's a chiyuv hashava, so now it goes back to the bottom, now the bottom on it. Rav Chanan's nusach is the chiyuv hashava is meinei the kinyan of the ganav. So that we talked about, but what we did not talk about so much is that how you understand Rav impinges on how you understand Rava. If you learn in a Rav like the Chasam Sofer, like Poshub Shach, that the Rav holds you're kind of the chayfus lagamri, period. The chiv hashava is a chiv tashlum. It's like idus, but your mamish kainu the chayfetz legame. So Rava doesn't hold back. Rava holds you're not kainu the chayfetz legame. Chiv hashava is b'taris hashava is b'kol. But Rava might still agree that where there is no chiv hashava, you kainu the chayfetz completely because your kinyanic neva kick in. The chiv hashava is meinea from your is meinea the kinyanic neva from yichal. But if you learn in Rav that you're not kind of the chayfetz because the chiyuv hashava is meneya the kinyanic neva from being chal, then you can't learn that way in Rova because then there's no machlekes. So then you have to go another level. Then Rova has to take a step further, and he has to say that it's not that the chiyuv hashava is not meneya the kinyanim. There are no kinyanim in the first place. The problem is saying this is like a new discussion and it really belongs to the original Pshat and the Gemara. I didn't want to get into it because I didn't want to get into Shina Kaina, but I'll just take now 5 minutes to talk about it. You know, we have machlekes Rav and Rova. According to Rav, Ganav is kind of legame. A regular Ganav is kind of legame. And according to Rava, the Ganav is not kind of. Regular Ganav, forget Kimberly Rav. A regular Ganav is not kind of. Now, in Rav, we have two versions. We have the Chasam Sofer's version, and we have, let's say, we'll call it the Ochanan's version, for lack of. So Ochanan, Rav Shimon, Chasam Ish also said, Lana Machain. Chasam Sofer's version of Rav is Poshut. A Ganav is kind of the Chayfetz Lagamri, period. That's all it is. A Ganav is kind of the Chayfetz Lagamri. I have to give it back? Yeah, that's B'Torah's Idis. He gives the Chayfetz, the Torah said you have to give the Chayfetz back, there is mitzvah. But you really kind of the Chayfetz Lagamri? A regular Ganav, not Kimberly Ramri, a regular Ganav is kind of the Chayfetz Lagamri. And Avachana said, It means the ganav is kind of the chayfis lagamrei, but then the chiv hashava, aval, the chiv hashava is meineya the kinyan. And suddenly we have kimli ramene, and the kimli ramene takes off the chiv hashava, so then the kinyan kicks in, and the ganav is kind of the chayfis lagamrei. But we talked about that at great length. Now, what is Rav hold? When Rav says that the ganav is not kind of lagamrei, according to Rav Elchanan, if there is a machlekes with the Rav Novin, which there has to be, the Gemara says in the machlekes Rav Novin, the Lundus, you have to go even more. Yeah, if according to Rav Elchanan, the Chiyav Hashava, even in Rav, the Chiyav Hashava is made Neya the Kinyan, so you have to say in Rava that there's no Kinyan at all, even minus the Chiyav Hashava, there's no Kinyan Be'etzim. Because otherwise Rav will be identical with Rav. Whereas according to the Chasam Sofer, we could say in Rabba what Rav Elchanan said in Rav. This is important because it's hard to say that a ganav has no kinyon and be'etzim in the gneva. So how do you explain Shina? What is Shina? Shina is not a kinyon. The gneva was nishtana, and now you get to keep it. How does that work? Pashup shat is. Rav Elchanan says is that since the Shina takes off the chiv hashava, because it's v'heishav zil asher gozol, kein she gozol. If you take away the chiv hashava, so now the kinyonim kick in. So that's good if you say there are bets in kinyonim, but the chiyav hashava was minea. So if you take away the chiyav hashava, the kinyon takes hold. But according to Rav Elchanan, you can't say that in Rav because that's already Rav. So it's hard to understand how Shini works according to Rav. Okay, that's a problem. I didn't want to get into it. I mean, I didn't want to talk about it at length, and I'm not going to talk about it at length. I'm just saying like this: if we'll go with let's say the Chasam Sofer. That means that even according to Rava, you could say that there are kinyan gneva be'etzim, just the chiv hashava is meineya them. Then it's a little bit easier for me to understand the Balamar that this kimle with the rabbinay and a chiv hashava. It doesn't mean this kimle rabbinay chiv hashava like by a pikodim. That's just meineya gavach. Such a chiv hashava that's meineya kinyanim, and that could be kimle, and that midarais that could be kimle with rabbinay. Such a chiv hashava that you need a positive. There's a positive chiv hashava that's meinei kinyonim. So on that there could be a kimleiv drabim. But a regular mamani gabach and a mamani gabach have to be calculated to kimleiv drabim. Anyway, that's a side issue. What's important to me right now is just the pshutish shel mikra in the Balamar. I mean, that's the main thing I want to extract from you. The pshutish shel mikra of the Balamar, how we learned up the sukkah. The Shalas is this the way Rashi went to Sugi? Because remember, the problem for the Balamar's issue that Shiver is put even b'chutz. Oh, it's already too good. We have to. It's Rashi too. It's not only the Balamar issue. The Balamar is not a loner. It's Rashi. It's the Rashba. It's Tosfos. It's and the Balamar also. So this Mahalach that the Balamar is now elaborating for us to explain why Shiver is put. Because really, the Rashi is Kim Rabbeinu even in Hashava and so on. Is that, can you say that in Rashi? The Rashi and Shiver maybe Rashi and Shiver is a little bit cryptic. But is that, can you say that in Rashi? It's a little bit hard to say it in Rashi. It's very, put this way, it's very sosum in Rashi to say such a matter. The Kim Rabbani patas from Hashem. Rashi is clear in the Rashi keeps saying the Kim Rabbani only patas from Tashlum and not from Hashem. The Fila Balamor, you have to have a footnote in the Rashi. This is all Midrabbanan. Midrashi is Kim Rabbani even in Hashem. That is also in Rashi. So I'm not sure that this Balamor is the real geula for Rashi. Besides which, it does nothing for explaining the steer in Rashi, you know, between Rashi and Ksuvas and Rashi over here. So maybe for Rashi, there's still room to say some other Torah. Maybe we'll talk tomorrow. Some other possibility how to explain the Rashi sheet to that Shiva. But anyway, bottom line, right now the only game we have is the Balamar to explain this whole school of Rishonim that Shiva is Potter Bachutz. Why is Shiva Potter? It's not your Chayitz. So the Balamar tells me, oh, it's not true. It is your Chayitz. And that's the proof. Okay.